Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hey, it's great to be back, Matt.
So, and we also have a special guest on this week's edition of the Malware Report. We have Amir Benefraim, who is the CEO of Altor Networks, a virtual firewall provider. Hi, Amir. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Matt. Nice to be here.
So we wanted to spend some time today talking about malware becoming smarter or more virtually aware. And I was wondering, Randy, maybe you can give us some background. With your expertise in the security industry, what's your experience with malware becoming smarter, if you will, or more virtually aware?
Well, there's a long history of malware becoming much more aware of what it's interacting with. And this goes way back to the DOS days when the malware would just simply even look to see if there was antivirus and try to delete it. But as the malware became more complex, researchers used virtual machines to analyze the malware. So the malware author started checking to see if they were running in a virtual environment so that they wouldn't be detected. They just wouldn't do what they were supposed to do. However, along with that realization, the bad guys realized that there's a lot more to virtual environments than just antivirus running. Mm-hmm. So we're currently seeing over 200,000 files a month that use VMware techniques to check and see if they're running in a virtual machine. And it's kind of a startling situation when you consider how rapidly the use of virtual machines is growing.
Interesting. Amir, is this something that you're seeing or hearing from your customers who are using virtual environments?
I think there's, you know, a lot of education that's taking place in that front right now. So first of all, virtual machines are just as vulnerable as physical machines are, so steps must be taken to protect them. But because virtualization is still so new, many IT organizations fail or just simply forget to architect in advance to ensure security best practices carry over into their virtual domain. So that is, things that we take for granted, such as antivirus and firewalls, must be given new consideration to make sure that they can address the unique security needs of many virtual machines hosted on a single physical host.
Interesting. And Randy, I guess, how has malware really evolved to recognize, you know, virtual environments? And how's the AV industry trying to combat this problem?
Well, right now, from an AV pure perspective, what we're dealing with is malware trying not to be detected by antivirus software.
Right.
So the malware sees, aha, I'm running in a virtual environment. That means that probably someone's trying to reverse engineer me. So the malware will then do things to avoid detection as long as it realizes it's in a virtual environment. But we also know from history that the bad guys are trying to exploit anything they can. And what we know now also is that with virtual environments becoming widespread, where you can have one server hosting several VMs, and that could represent several websites that the bad guys want to exploit so that they can get their malware out there, it's pretty concerning. You couple the VM awareness with respect to malware with the bad guys' knowledge that there's a huge, juicy target out there, and you really, really need to consider taking defense in depth into perspective when you're implementing a virtual environment. Because running multiple virtual machines on a single server actually increases your attack surface. It doesn't make you safer.
Interesting. I mean, Amir, do you agree with that? And I guess from the virtualization perspective, what are you most concerned about when it comes to virtually aware malware?
Yeah, so I guess, you know, today malware can infect a VM in much the same way that it can infect a physical server. And as Randy had described, unfortunately, once a VM is infected, it makes an excellent launch pad for spreading around to other neighboring VMs inside that same virtual server. Given the consolidation of VMs that's going on, it's very easy for one infected VM to infect 20 or 30 peer VMs that are all writing on that same physical host without anybody even recognizing that something bad is going on. And what's really concerning is, how malware can already spot that it's inside of a VM, as Randy had just mentioned. So it's easy to extrapolate and see that we're quickly heading towards malware that will leverage the facilities of virtualization against itself to actually cause more damage. So, for example, a VM that's infected by malware could intentionally trigger live migration to move itself around a virtual data center and circumvent any physical security that's in place, such as firewalls that are installed as physical appliances or so forth. The malware could essentially just simply walk around them by triggering vMotion or live migration.
You know, it seems like more and more organizations are turning to virtual networks and virtual environments. For both of you, what would you recommend to IT managers who are looking to virtualize their environments?
Well, I'd recommend, first off, recognizing that running multiple VMs on a single box means that you've got a larger attack surface. Virtualization is not security. So recognize that your attack surface is greater and then deal with it by having much stronger defense in depth.
And I'd like to add to that companies need to start preparing for zero-day protection by looking for security tools that were designed with virtualization in mind and are capable of detecting and stopping virtual attacks. So, for example, virtual firewalls or antivirus capable of detecting virtual malware are excellent starting points as people consider using virtualization in production and places like that.
Well, Amir, I definitely appreciate you being a guest on our show this week and taking the time to speak with us about this concern and the growing need for security within virtual environments. To learn more about Altor Networks, visit www.altornetworks.com. And to ask Randy additional questions on this topic, email him at askeset@eset.com. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.